Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We all hope we never need life insurance, but mortgage payments, child care, and other expenses don't disappear when you're gone. If you have a family like I do, there are plenty of things to worry about. But a good life insurance plan can give you the extra peace of mind that your family will always be taken care of. Life insurance through your workplace may not offer enough protection for your family needs, and it won't follow you if you leave your job. That was something that me and Marcus were faced with last year. I was working a lot last year, and I realized how our life was set up. If anything happened to me, it would drastically change not just the emotional and day-to-day life of our kids, but even where we lived. Everything would change because of all of that income being gone. Vice versa for my husband as well. If he were to pass, our life would drastically change, and we would have to make a lot of really big, hard decisions very fast. And we wanted to alleviate all of that. So we went to Policy Genius to find life insurance policies. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from top companies like AIG and Prudential, and just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for about $500,000 of coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. They're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over the other. So you can trust their guidance. There's no added fees and your personal information is private. No wonder they have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes to see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Banger, smash banger, that like button. Banger, smash banger, that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers all 2023. Bangers, bangers, bangers just for you and me. Hello, welcome. Josh, single me out. This is the NAACP Image Award nomination season. Vote for me or I will boycott all acronyms.
Huh?
NCAA, AAA, AARP, KFC.
You gonna do it.
KFC? Mm-hmm. I don't be eating up with them wings sometimes because y'all chicken tastes, I don't like the original no more. But vote for me. I won't boycott the NAACP, NAACP, but other ones,
you're they out of here.
You're out of here. ABC, NBC, CBS, you'll be boycotted unless you offer me a television program.
KOSS?
Kev on Stage Studios app. They're in. Their grandfather did. TBS is out. All right. I'm trying to win. I lost two in a row. Also, people have lost more years in a row than two.
Yeah.
Major, he made a post. He lost. He going on 8 years of being nominated and not winning.
We have another very good friend who has lost multiple times.
So I don't even have the, like, I lost a lot. I need six more. I know what you're talking about. Some of our friends were blocked, like Jordan was blocking people from winning. They would just keep getting nominated and winning. What? But I will be remiss if another acronym gets any love. SAG? No. They'll be in.
HBCU?
Yeah. HBCU's in. Okay. Don't keep throwing them out because it's going to look like my boycott's not strong.
It doesn't sound strong. It doesn't.
All right. Any church announcements for you, Angel?
Ascot Angel, like I said, you can still apply. We still got a couple more shoot days, and I still got purses. So if y'all want a purse, go to shopmamalikes.com.
They're very nice.
All right. Richmond, Virginia this week. There's only two shows available. I told y'all we into the cities that really mess with your boy.
There's only two?
Two sold.
Two available left.
Yeah, two of five. Nashville next week already has two sold out.
How's the tour going, Kevin?
You know what I'm gonna tell you? It's much more relaxing this year
because you got some time off.
Because we're not shooting what's good during the day.
Oh, I forgot.
Some days I look back at myself and I'd be like, "Boy, you just be doing stuff," and people go along with you. Because Josh and Angel and Tahir,
we were there.
They was all up, getting up on the East Coast, being on set at 10 a.m. to 2 or 3, going back, especially Angel, because she had to go and do her makeup. You had the same problem Melissa had when we did our first tour. Women have the shortest
amount
time.
Of like rest time, yeah.
The shortest amount of rest time, because if you want to do your makeup, do your hair, you can't sleep. I could sleep up until 30, 40 minutes before a show and still have time to get, I mean, take a full 20, 25 minute shower. All I got to do is brush my teeth and comb out my beard. It's going to be back to patchy in 5 minutes anyway. But y'all got to, if you don't have protective style, you got to do your hair. You got to do your makeup. You need an hour to an hour and a half.
Oh, every single show.
So I'm not doing that again this year. So I've been chilling. I've been watching TV.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad it's more relaxing.
It's more relaxing. And I saw this show called The Last of Us on HBO. People was talking about it.
Was it good?
It's zombie
based
stuff,
off a video
though.
Game.
I heard somebody talking about it.
It's zombie stuff. And I started watching Your Honor. Also good, too. I ain't finished that. Don't tell me nothing. All right. I saw this morning as I was filling out the docket.
Shouts to the sponsors for today's.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Josh. We have some amazing sponsors of today's podcast, and I want to tell you all about them. Of course, you've already heard from our first sponsor, Skillshare, Policy Genius. And Kevin, tell them who the other sponsors are because I can't find it. The other sponsors are Mint Mobile, Thrive Market, Ritual, and Kickoff Inc. We'll tell you more about them later in the podcast.
All right.
I was like, where is that
tab? Tell them where they're at. Never mind, Kevin. I know where they're at.
It was on a different page.
All right. So on Twitter, I found that Taylor Swift fans.
Swifties.
A.K.A. the Swifties. Are being what's called racist towards SZA by calling her NZA because she's challenging Taylor for number one.
No.
Yes.
Bold
so there were some screenshots that were like in this thread and they were cheering for Miley. They said, "Come on, Miley, block NZA. We support you." And somebody was like, "What does NZA mean?" They're like, "Duh, SZA. You know what we're saying." And another person was responding to Miley getting number three on Spotify's charts, and they said it's over for the SZA pandemic and her black fans. We're tired.
Oh, and her black fans.
Not to be confused with her other fans.
Other fans. They were like, "You blackies, get out of here."
Let me tell you what. White people, Jesus. If they don't do nothing else, they going to get creatively racist on you.
Oh, absolutely.
They going to get, because it was funny because a lot of black people on Twitter were like, "How did we miss NZA? We could have been like, SZA my NZA. Like,
long time ago.
That should have been a term of endearment. Like, we was just sticking with SZA."
As soon as she came on the block, the whites put that bullet in the clip. They were like, "One day, we're going to use it, and we're going to use it well."
Oh, man.
They don't need a reason to be racist. There was no reason. There was no reason to bring up that woman's race.
They don't
all.
Recognize racism because they are the origin of racism.
It's one and the same. It's like your children, your teenage boys, musty and being musty.
He's like,
they don't recognize must because it's so often within them.
I just can't.
They can't
even.
Separate themselves.
They are one with the must.
One with it. It's like the Force. It's like Darth Vader. Recognizing the Force, it flows through me. That's how the schism it be in there.
They called her NZA.
NZA?
And we're tired of her black fans.
Sometimes the racism is so overt.
Oh, yeah. You're just like,
dog.
Oh. You didn't even want to try to like disguise it as something else.
That's why I like Southern racism.
Yeah, you ain't got to miss it. You ain't going to miss
Give
it.
Give me good old fashioned NASCAR. Driver loving, Cracker Barrel attending,
yes.
Roll dadgum tied.
The sunglasses backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Roll dadgum tied.
Now, Alabama fans, I made a joke about this on stage. They'll be racist except from the hours of 11 to 3 on Saturday morning.
Oh, no. Then they love every Negro on that
field.
They love every single one of them.
They love you till that game is over. Now back to your country, coon. It's the LA racism. It's the upper racism, upper north racism, mm-hmm. New York. The worst is British racism.
Oh, well, yeah.
They really try to act like it don't exist.
What are you talking about?
They're like, Great Britain, and they really kind of got off scot-free from a lot. I feel like maybe not scot-free, but they don't get enough flack.
No, no.
For their benefits of slavery. France, neither.
No.
France really did a number on Haiti.
Because they talk like this, so nobody remembers. I did not call you nigger. What did you say?
You want to see colonialism at its finest? Look at France's national soccer team 20 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And this year at the World Cup. We was watching the World Cup, and if you told me these niggas was all from Atlanta,
that's
and
Jamal.
What was happening is they was losing. So when they subbed on, they were subbing off the whites. Mm. They brought more blacks.
Giroud came out in the first half.
Dog, get him out of here.
Hey, he's not doing it right.
Get a nigga who looked like he could be on the Migos on this field now.
Get Lamont.
Hey, do the guy that does the, when he scores.
Dog, Kylian Mbappe's dad is from Cameroon. He playing for France.
He chose against Cameroon.
Yeah,
though.
Well, apparently, this is a whole different discussion. In a lot of African countries, allegedly, they be like, you want to play for us, then you going to pay us to play. That's what Kylian Mbappe's dad said.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and France was like, wow, that's crazy. Remember when we was colonizing y'all? Come over here and play for us.
Come on.
But give me Nizza in my SZA. Black folks, we deal with racism. We eat at Cracker Barrel still.
Because it tastes so good.
Paula Deen. Y'all think we didn't know?
We absolutely knew.
N-words underneath that apron?
She went by two names. She could have just went by Paula. She went by Paula Deen. Anytime you got a two name, somebody call Sarah Ann. Sarah Lynn.
May Beth.
We know what's good.
Paula Deen, big schism. Mm. She said, what if y'all just dressed as slaves? All the blacks.
All of them.
And her chicken.
I was about to say, but they're fried chicken, though. But that fried chicken, we knew what was up.
One of the Monell's. Monell's. If y'all ever been to Nashville, have you been to Monell's?
Mm-mm.
Monell's is an outstanding breakfast place. But one of their restaurants absolutely looks like the Big House on a plantation.
Yeah, because it probably is a plantation.
1,000%. However, when you sit down and the first biscuit hits your lips, you be like, what? Has a schism ever really hurt from somebody?
It's the lard. It feeds the racism.
Dog,
it feeds
lard?
It.
The
lard.
Old country store. The list goes on.
Dog,
and on.
Cracker Barrel is a tough walk-in. Even the art. I feel like it'd be like.
There are rockers for sale out front that nobody ever buys, but they just sit down there to feel a little bit of racism. Like
when they went to make 12 Years a Slave. The art department swung by Cracker Barrel.
And bought all the stuff.
And got all the little tchotchkes.
Yeah.
They went in the country store. That general store, I seen that in 12, Color Purple.
Mm-hmm.
That's the front of Cracker Barrel.
Yes.
You see that art? It'd be like, nigga. I'd be like, what? Let me get the grandma sampler.
He's like, give me that big strapping buck there. That's what it says.
Sometimes when the Southern waitresses, they don't mean no harm. But the thicker that accent is, the more I'd be like, they want to say boy so bad.
But you know what? It's the exact opposite. If you're a black waitress, the thicker the accent, the more the white folk love you.
Really?
Oh, I used to throw it on when I was a hostess at the Yard House in my grad school days out here in California.
The Yard
House.
The Ohio State University.
I'd be like, hi, welcome to the Yard House. How many of y'all is it? And they'd be like, hi.
How many of y'all is it?
How many of y'all is it? Four? Okay, it's going to be like a 20-minute wait. Is that all right?
What's wrong with you?
I promise. And I would get, the hostess would get tipped. You don't tip the hostess.
They're like, I love the help.
Oh.
I know it hasn't come out yet, but you just.
You is kind, and I'm going to put you at a beautiful table. Look at you. You so wonderful. Oh, yeah. I used to get tips all the time with that thick Southern accent. Absolutely. They love it. They love it. That to them, that feels like hospitality.
Yeah.
It feels like, you would take my shoes off, wouldn't you? You rub my feet. That's what they think in their head. I love it. Let me tell you.
I didn't know your Kentucky accent was, I haven't heard that one before.
That's my pleasant Kentucky accent. My actual Kentucky accent sounds like a hood rat.
Like it. When we were in Kentucky, Angel, if y'all ever listen, Angel and Marcus, they don't say like this. They don't say like that.
We say like that.
They don't. I looked at them. I said, what's like that? She was like, what do you mean? She don't even hear it.
Nah.
The South is so strong.
I don't hear it at all.
Her mind was like, girl, you said TH. It don't need to come out. So we were in Kentucky at, I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but we were shooting What's Good.
Blue Skillet.
And the black dude, he said, okay, y'all want that? Okay, be all right. Angel asked for a substitution. Uh-huh. She's like, can I get this instead of that? He's like, I can do it like that. And I looked at her and she was like, I told
that
you.
He came out of his mouth so strong. He was like, yeah. I never heard it that loud.
I told you say like it's like that.
Like that. Yeah.
There's one more y'all, you and Marcus do. Is it, I can't remember.
Like I used to say her.
Yeah. To her. You did that her. Too.
Like if they were calling attendance, Angel, her.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was that bad.
I never, see, though. I had the negative. I was born in El Paso on a military base, and I went to Atlanta, where my whole dad's family's from. My dad and mom got married later. I was like 9 or something like that, 9 or 10. So I went to Atlanta for the first time and hung out with all my dad's nieces and nephews, my cousins.
Uh-huh.
They got so mad at me for sounding like a white boy because I couldn't pronounce shoddy. I couldn't do shoddy right. No matter what. When you listen to Greg say shoddy. It was like, just say, come on, Shaw, just say. I'd be like, shorty. Say what's your.
Shorty?
I was like, is it shorty? No, man, they're like, Shaw. I can't even say how they said it. I need Greg here.
Mm-hmm.
But they would be so mad. You sound like a white boy. And I was like, first of all, I don't even know no white people. I didn't grow up around white people. I grew up around Mexicans, so correct yourself.
They're like, Mexicans is white. All of them. That's what they would say when I would go back to Baltimore. When we started sounding country and went back to Baltimore, they were like, what y'all talking about? What is y'all even saying? It don't even make no sense what y'all saying.
Let me hit Greg.
I still have some Baltimore-isms, too.
Oh, you do?
I say,
it slip out.
I'll be like, turn the light on. Marcus will be like, what's on?
You ate them onion pickles. I was never so disgusted.
Was so delicious. Like, I don't care what you say. I do not care. Is he going to pick up?
I hope so.
I feel like you got bad service, Kev.
I know. He must.
Bad service?
You must.
You know what I need?
You need some. What?
Mint Mobile.
Yeah, you do. If saving more and spending less is one of your top goals for 2023, why are you still paying insane amounts of money every month for your phone bill? Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year. As the first company to sell premium wireless service online only, Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. Have y'all looked at y'all's phone bill here lately?
It'd be crazy.
Every month I do.
It's insane how much they are charging you, these other companies, for fees to just pick up the phone to say hello to some people. $15 a month. Most people spend more at Starbucks a month than $15. Mint Mobile is trying to have you have premium, because the sound is really, really good. The plans are solid as well. Premium, a mobile service for only $15 a month for as low as. For people looking for extra savings this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month. By going online only and eliminating the traditional costs of retail, Mint Mobile passes significant savings onto you. All plans come with an unlimited talk and text plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan. Now, that's a blessing right there. You ain't got to get a new phone? Come on.
You ain't
got to
get a new phone, Angel.
And switch easily in minutes with eSIM. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
That's mintmobile.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K. Mm-hmm.
Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/crew with a K.
You know who else does a great Southern accent? Ambria Allen. I'm going to play you some of her talks.
Most jubilant mood now that the poisonous herbs in Montgomery brought me have fully bloomed.
She does, like,
I can finally carry out my plan to kill the McFairfields. And I plan to reward Montgomery for his efforts by wearing my finest unmentionables. I also stole some perfume and rose sol from Mrs. McFairfield. I smell like a mint julep. Now, I have heard a deluge of salacious rumors about Montgomery's dalliances with other women and the particulars of his sexual prowess that have lit a fire in my unmentionables.
She got music behind it.
Oh, shoot.
It's okay. It's Marvin Gaye. We'll get
Okay, one more. She does this Dallas Cowboys thing where she does like a...
I like how she does it with a draw.
Yeah.
And a slow one at that. You can't remember.
Parody.
Parody. Okay.
Parody of a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader
Go Cowboys.
Reality show.
Oh, I love that show. First of all, where they...
You know, we get asked that question a lot about diversity. And I gotta say, in my 32 years of doing this, I never thought about it once. Talent doesn't have a color. We cheer in all shades here at DCC. Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go judge a kick line. Okay. No, thank you. Have a nice day.
Dog.
That sounds... First of all, she does that glottal fry where it sounds like there's a penis at their uvula. Better than anybody else.
Wow. That is...
I don't even know what you said. Glottal fly?
Fry. So
glottal fry?
Your glottis is where your vocal cords are, and they open and close. That's what creates the sound.
Uh-huh.
So she talks about how white girls talk...
Like they're swallowing their words?
Yeah, so it's frying your glottis. That's a fry.
Oh.
That's one of her jokes.
That sound?
Yeah. Oh. So it's the fry is coming from your glottis. That's why it's called
glottal fry.
Yeah, I said it thinking, you know, I took speech for 3 years. That's the reason why I know this.
Mm.
I was thinking I said regular words, and I now realize I just said that as if it was a common term.
Glottal fry. You said it like, yeah, and here's cheese. You just ran past it. I was like, do you speak Latin? When did you learn Latin?
I literally, in my mind, I said layman terms, and I realized when you said, I don't know what you said, I was thinking, Kevin, I just said words.
Glottal fry.
Yeah, glottal, that, a glottal.
So when I was doing some accent practice, like really watching YouTube videos on it, mm-hmm. one thing I learned, and this is why my accents are always terrible, a lot of, you just reminded me with this, a glottal fry, and I'm going to work that into a sentence sometimes this week.
Mm-hmm, do it.
Different languages, they put different words in different places.
Yeah.
So like in the Irish accent, when they were like, he was like, before you worry about anything, just know that, and he's trying to explain, he was like, Irish people speak at the front of their mouth.
Yes.
Like it's a lot of linguistic mm-hmm. parts of it. So it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like it's... Your tongue is very forward and things like that.
Yeah, like plosives.
And I was watching a video on British accents, and he was like, the first thing you need to know when you're learning a British accent has nothing to do with anything else. It's a thought. It's entitlement. It's we're better than everybody else. Wow. We own everything else. Everything is beneath us.
Yes.
That needs to be in your mind. And that's the first step. Before you say a word, it's how you carry yourself. It's looking down at things. And I was like, dang. Mm. That's why when you really have good accents, they have good accent coaches. And I was wondering, and then we'll move to our next topic, why British people be having American accents down so pat even early. And one of my British friends was like, because we watch way more American TV than y'all watch British TV.
That's absolutely, it's easier for them to hear it. And the way they train is a little differently. Like a lot of these trained British actors, their programs... because of how heavy the text that they have to handle, especially doing Shakespeare and stuff,
mm-hmm.
they have speech coaches inside of their programs where a lot of programs aren't. Like where I got my MFA from, we were a very speech heavy program. That's why I had to take it for so long. But a lot of programs are not like that. They'll give you 1 year
So are they preparing them for auditioning in America, or they're just saying to be a well-rounded actor or actress, you need to be?
Yes, to be, because their text is so dense.
Got it.
So, like, we have stuff, if you look at our television shows, a lot of our stuff, the text isn't dense. It's very conversational.
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff they do is at a heightened level of talking.
Got it. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. All right. The next thing I wanted to talk about, and I just think it's interesting. Lori Harvey, when she dates somebody, it always becomes national debate in the black community, black Twitter specifically. We were talking about this on the road, and I think Mel or Tahir was like, I don't think I've ever even heard Lori Harvey's voice. I don't think I've ever heard her speak. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't follow her, like, you just hear about her, I don't see her on podcasts. Mm-hmm. She just be existing in the world. And her mere dating ruffles feathers. Now, I saw this tweet connected to her dating Damson Idris.
I give this one 3 months, so I think this is a PR play.
For a Snowfall?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Shoot.
Well, Damson, there's a lot of tweets of him looking like he has had his first girlfriend in life.
That's what I'm saying.
She looks like that.
He is. Yeah, she does. No. Beautiful. So this person, and this is a person named Mixtique, she said, Lori Harvey is the daughter of Stephen Harvey. Her father is big on morals, success, and all that, but he didn't teach his daughter morals. Just a space of 5 years, she has dated 3 men, and it seems she's going harder now. Now, I don't know exactly how Lori Harvey is, but I want to say mid to late 20s or early 30s.
Stand by.
Mm-hmm. And I ask myself, if you are not famous.
She's 26.
26. Is 3 men in 5 years dating even? That seems very low.
I feel like she should have dated more.
She probably has dated more.
Just not publicized.
I think just because who she is.
And the caliber of men she can date.
Yeah. He's 31. I think she be dating men that women be fantasizing. And then they be like, him too?
Oh, she's definitely taking some of the, like, the most desirable men
down. It was Michael B. Jordan before this.
Mm-hmm.
And who was it before that?
She rumored to date Future. Rumored to date
Future.
Future said he tell Steve that he didn't want Lori.
But that was
Future
though, right?
Is toxic. So if my child, this is how fine and dope I think Lori Harvey is. Don't know her personally. She might have a terrible personality, but I'm gonna assume it's a great one. If my son was 26 and I found out he was dating Lori Harvey, I'd be like, good for you. Good for you.
Soccer clap.
Listen, I'd be like, I am so proud of you. She's probably gonna dump you in a year. Have fun. Take a lot of pictures. Okay?
I'd be like, why can't she just all she doing is being beautiful and gallivanting.
She dated two Combs, though.
Well, she said she didn't date the son.
Oh, Combs.
Yeah, she said she didn't date Justin.
Justin?
Not Justin, the little one. Is that the little one.
The light boy?
The light one.
King?
Prince?
No, Prince.
There we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Prince
King. No.
I'll be sure it's baby. Because you know, I'll be sure baby.
Oh, wait a minute.
She
said she didn't date Diddy. Well, she said she didn't date one of them.
Yeah.
Regardless, had.
Let her gallivant.
Let her rock, though. Let her rock.
Let her rock.
She's literally in her 20s living her life.
The real coup was Marjorie Harvey was married to like a drug dealer, kingpin, said, and then apparently, allegedly, left him, dated his brother, left both of them, and got with Broderick Steve.
She's a smart woman.
And said, hey, Steve, give my babies, give Lori that Harvey.
That's how fine
and
Marjorie is.
And y'all talking about Lori, and y'all blaming Steve? Marjorie done created a future.
Marjorie.
No pun intended.
Is the queen. I love the way she handled herself.
Yeah.
I tried to have years like Lori once I realized, Angel, what are you doing? You're wasting your life. But unfortunately, I met my husband too fast. He came around so quickly because I was about to be dating across this country. And then I went on a date with him and I was like, well, this is over. But had I had the right mindset in my early 20s, y'all wouldn't have been able to stop me.
I'd be like, the thing is, I think in Lori's defense, most of the time, it is men who are obsessed with her dating history.
Is this loud?
It's very loud.
No, okay. What pisses me off, this is the heater, right?
I've never
the
even
AC
heard it be this
never
loud.
Never sounds yes. like this when it's time.
I was looking at y'all to be like, and I thought maybe I was tripping.
I no, thought I was I going
think,
crazy.
I think the vents are closed. That's why it's really loud. On your side, it's closed.
Oh, it is.
I could see it. That's why it's making the noises.
I couldn't. I was trying to listen to what you were saying, and I was like.
All you hear is.
I was like, I'm having a stroke and no one's saying anything, apparently.
I hear static.
And right, but go ahead to her. It's mostly men.
On Twitter, famous and regular, they be going and it be feeling like, just from my point of view, it be feeling like, I want to try. I wish I could be.
Exactly.
And it's like, well, if you can't date her, you ugly. It's that type of thing. Like, oh, I can't be with you. You ugly. Anyway, I didn't want you. Like Future's thing. Tell Steve I didn't want her type of thing.
And what's that? Boosie.
Boosie.
Said I was smashed, but I wouldn't marry her.
Like he had the opportunity.
Like you were in a position to make that call.
Ever. It's so funny, the people who open
like Lori
their
Harvey.
It's even.
Would had contemplated.
Ever. Who did? Somebody, I said that to one of my friends. She said they would never be in the same location. Ever. Never. Not even in the same state. Ever at the same time.
Oh, my God.
That's now, how much of a chance you have.
Speaking on dating, I had forgotten this, but this Lori Harvey thing reminded me of this, and it's
Please,
perfect for this.
Tell me.
So this guy tweeted this. He said, is this what dating in 2023 is? And these are, I believe this is WhatsApp. And he texts a girl, you down for a call later. She says, we could do that. You mind filling out a questionnaire for me first, though? And he said, oh, Lord, I'll try. I'm not making no promises. She says, you can do it. Sends him a Google form.
Not WhatsApp.
He said, oh, yeah, I'm not doing that. She said, take care, right? And then he's like, I'm curious on why you feel that's necessary. It is interesting. And she responded, I figured it was a clever way to cut through some of the BS when meeting a new person. Like, if a person won't take the time to answer a few multiple choice, short answer questions, and how much effort would they really be willing to put into getting to know me or building something with me? The idea is to find a like-minded person ready to date with intention. Since we're asking questions out of curiosity, what made you decide not to fill it out? And of course, he tweeted out the questionnaire. And my question to you is, young Angel, young Joshy, young people who are watching this podcast, if somebody sent you a Google form in a different life.
No.
No. You didn't even hear the questions.
Okay.
Josh.
Not a form. If you maybe typed out, I'll give you two questions. But if you're giving me a form, this is a copy and paste format. This is a boilerplate type response that you're used to having. I don't like
she created it.
I don't even like texting.
No, I
don't like text messages. I don't like it. For someone who has dyslexia, all that typing pisses me off. All that, No. You better voice memo me the questions, and I'll send you the answer back as a voice memo.
These
I'll
are the questions. What are your dating goals? Not sure. Just vibing, casual sex, dating, short term, long term, or life partner.
That's a fair
marriage.
Question, but I don't. I'm not putting that in a form.
Yes,
though.
You are. You want a chance to date her? Do you believe in marriage, or is it
above.
Just? An unnecessary piece of paper. Is marriage the ultimate goal for you? This is the short answer.
All of the above.
highest level. This one is just, let me learn how smart you is or ain't. Highest level of education, undergrad degree, master's, doctorate, or other. High school need to be in there.
Right. She's like, if you don't put that, I'm not dating you. It's basically what she's saying.
How would you describe your financial/employment situation right now? Short answer. How would you describe your current living situation? Own my own place, living alone, living with roommates, living with family, or other? Do you have kids? Yes or no? And it's a picture of a black man with a little baby.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did, Angel. Do you want kids? Yes, no, not sure. The next question, if you had a child who was LGBTQ+, would you, multiple choice, love them and support their life choices? Love them but not support or condone their life choices? Disown them or other? More chestnut needed to answer that on
Lance. Come on.
Are you a person of faith, i.e., Christian, Muslim, etc.? Yes, no, somewhat.
Listen, she was like, I'm not listing more than those two. Christian, Muslim, what else is there? What is that?
She didn't even let Amish be there.
Nah, she didn't care. Jewish.
Not even Catholic.
She didn't put Jewish.
Christian and Muslim is all I'm interested in.
Jehovah's Witness.
Jesus or Allah. One of the two.
Which one?
Pick one. Each one, teach one.
I'm not filling it out until I know the benefits like any other job. What are the holidays? What is the medical plan? Okay, do I get free parking? I need to know what is the kitchen fully stocked at the company.
Because that's a make it or break. Are there snacks?
Right. I need those before I apply for this job.
These are the questions that are going to affect your day-to-day life.
What is the food looking like when I get
home? I'm
going
to need to see you naked in a photo. Okay, I'm not applying for this. I'm not applying this way, okay? This is just going to have to be a lottery. I'm not doing all these questions. I really am not. But what I am doing is saving money with Thrive Market.
Sure you are.
I am. And I actually really do love Thrive Market. We've been getting stuff from them for the past couple of months. Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting it all quickly shipped to my door is a huge time saver. Some of my favorite things, they have a really good chapstick that we get from there, as well as some shea butter. Like it. To describe Thrive Market is to describe like a one-stop shop. We get wine from there. There's some other bath essentials that I like to get from there as well. It truly is great. And as a Thrive Market member, I can save money on every single order. On average, I can save over 30% each time. Usually, I don't spend more than $50 when I ship with Thrive Market, and I get at least 7 things. On top of the massive savings in each order, Thrive Market has a deals page that changes daily, gives me cash back on so many brands, and they have a price match guarantee. Not only does Thrive Market save me money, but they also save me time. I love the filters on their website or app. They have over 70. Whether you're looking for a certified gluten-free snack or non-toxic cleaning essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience at the click of a button. When I was out here looking for, I was trying to find a really good granola. I was able to find something that actually fit within our dietary restrictions on Thrive Market. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. Join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus free $60 gift.
Oh, nice.
I know. Go to thrivemarket.com/HTT.
HTT.
For 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive market.com/HTT.
HTT.
Thrivemarket.com/HTT. And with every podcast has a pooper, right? Somebody be
a
pooping.
Pooper?
You know what I mean by a pooper.
Poopers.
Because you're the pooper in this podcast. That's why we invited you. Yes, we're talking about poop, guys.
Poop! With Dookie! Doodoo!
Yeah, that's...
Chocolate!
Okay, that's how he's
going to add chocolate ice cream. That's what I tell my kids.
How we get make
yeah. I say, hey, man, I'm finna make some chocolate ice cream.
Okay. Well, with Ritual Symbiotic Plus, a 3-in-1 clinically studied prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic designed to help support a balanced gut microbiome. We're spilling all the beans, and we're eating them, too. There's no more shame in your gut game. Listen. We don't take our gut health serious enough.
I agree with you, Angel.
And if you all didn't know it, having a very healthy colon and a very healthy digestive system affects your overall health.
Yes, it does.
There's no getting past it. So being able to have something as amazing as Symbiotic Plus being shipped to your door once a month is going to be a game changer. Do you understand? I like to be able to say that I am taking care of my gut. And this is why I use Ritual and Symbiotic Plus. Daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic with two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional digestive discomforts like bloating, gas, and diarrhea. Why include a postbiotic? To provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining and support a healthier gut barrier. Win-win! Delayed-release capsules designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract for delivery to the colon, an ideal place for probiotics to grow and thrive. Is all in one single nested minty capsule, no refrigerating needed, so it's easy to take with you when you travel. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. It's time to listen to your gut. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during their first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/crew with a K to start your ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. Visit ritual.com/crew with a K to start ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
All right, let's continue this questionnaire that an Angel or Josh would not do. I would do.
You would do it?
I want to see how well I do. Although I hate surveys and things like this, I want to see how well I did on just out of the competitiveness.
I don't think there's no grade system.
There is.
No, there's Kevin.
Are we compatible?
This is all subjective.
No, it's right and wrong. Okay. The next question, have you ever been in therapy? I'm currently in therapy. I've been in therapy in the past. I haven't been in therapy, but I would go. I've never been in therapy. I don't feel like I need it and don't ever see myself going. What is your zodiac sign? Sun, moon, and rising, if you know it. If you don't, what is your birthday? The next question is the funniest one to me. Can you swim? Yes or no?
Can we
go to the Maldives? Can we go out in the water? Are you scared? Does the toilet tissue go over the roll or under? Now we're getting into particulars.
This is make or break.
This should have been number one.
Yeah, this is make or break right here.
Let me tell you what my wife does.
The right thing.
No. Over, under, that can be fixed. Sometimes, and now I do this too, and this is just the worst. She will put the new roll just on the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's
or
me.
Near the roll.
Kevin.
If this is the empty roll that's still on the thing.
You will not. No!
I'll put the new roll
it
right
takes
there.
Literally less than 10.
Dog.
Changing a toilet roll might be the easiest thing to do. Why are you just setting it on top?
That's easier.
Why are you setting it on top, Angel? All you got to do is pull the spring back.
Uh-huh. It's spring loaded. You don't got to spring loaded.
Or you take the toilet paper and you set it.
Why? Why can't I will take over or under before I will take
you get
just
both over and under.
So when it's almost done, she just go ahead and preload and set it on top.
Yeah. The empty cardboard on the thing in a new roll right there on top of it.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy. The next one, do you have a passport? Yes or no? What's my love language? Check all that apply. On a first date, who should pay? She's going through everything on Twitter. Whoever asks the other person out or go Dutch. What's your preferred method of communication? Check all that apply. Texting, talking on the phone, FaceTime in person. This would be helpful. Because Angel likes FaceTiming.
I do.
If the man doesn't like it, this is going to be a problem.
No, it's not. He's going to do it.
That's a compromise.
He's going to FaceTime me.
And she has, what's wrong with this picture? I'm not even joking. And it's a man walking on the inside of the sidewalk and the woman walking on the outside. Mm-mm. And it's a short form answer.
I don't want to do it.
Next question. This is a good first date question, but it's just funny to see it in a form. Name one no skips album or mixtape. That's a great question.
That is not a great question for me because it's just going to be Beyonce because I'm not about to think any harder
That's
than
fine.
That.
Fine. You can say Beyonce.
No.
Top three TV series, sitcoms of all time.
She's getting on my nerves.
You're done with the name.
Oh my God. She's getting on my nerves. All this.
We're not even done. What artists are having your rotation on your playlist right now? NZA. Are you allergic to seafood? Yes, no, not allergic. I just don't eat it. Choose the sentence that uses the correct homophone.
She's about to get called out her name. This is
check all
off.
That up and apply. You're beautiful. I think you're gorgeous. I haven't been over there yet. Everyone's leaving their cars at my place. They're coming over later. This questionnaire is doing too much.
Yeah.
She's self-aware. It's too hot in here. There isn't much left. And at the end, it says, see, I knew you could do it.
No, not a game.
It says, no. See, I knew you could do it. Hold on. Wait, why does it keep going to the end? See, I knew you could do it. Thanks for taking the time to answer my questions. Please leave whatever contact info you want me to have, phone number, IG, etc.
Compatibility don't really mean nothing.
Say more.
I could be compatible with the gayest of gay men, but guess what ain't gonna happen? Is any type of intimacy in that way, shape, or form. There's so many things that me and Marcus don't mind doing by ourselves and not with the other person because we're not compatible in those areas. Mm. It's overrated. Compatibility is overrated.
Compatibility is overrated.
In a lot of ways, yeah.
Hot take.
Hot take, Skip Bayless.
Piping hot.
It is. Like, there are some major, because a lot of that stuff that she's talking about aren't deal breaker. Things.
Almost none of it.
Yeah, like
except the toilet situation.
No, that one doesn't even matter because we could just be in an outhouse and just have leaves.
And if you believe in God,
right,
that's got to be up there.
But a lot of the things are not deal breakers. It's the deal breakers that really matter. And then you gotta, and then maybe the goal of the relationship. Everything else,
you don't think the deal breakers are what make compatibility the official pillar of compatibility, and then everything else is like, oh, I can compromise with that.
Yeah, so her thing is she thinks asking 26 questions is going to find out if they're compatible. It's the only things that you find to be deal breakers, which for a lot of people are politics. I know with white people, a lot of times politics is their big thing. That's usually not the same with black folk. Religion, and then the view of, are we going to get married or not? Nah, if that's something, or kids. That's typically the real deal breakers. Everything outside of that, it's always going to be a compromise. It don't matter how much y'all both love something so much.
That's true. Cause, that's true. I was just trying to, me and Melissa, very different tastes and like, not taste, but how much music we consume. Very different.
Yeah.
Melissa listens to like, just the radio. Like, whatever is playing the top 40s on radio, and I'm like, new artist, SZA, blah, blah, blah. Movies that I
used to worship. Think that was a deal breaker for me.
Really?
Music what is taste, it? Like, music taste. But also, I thought that in, like, my earlier 20s. In terms of, like, compatibility, and now it's not even, like...
I feel like when you get older, when you start to get up here in age, you realize how much compatibility, how much certain compatibility things don't. Matter at all. It really, and that's why I think she's probably either young or jaded, one of the two. But that questionnaire is not going, well, you know what, listen, the Lord can do whatever he want to do. Amen. She might get a man that fills out that questionnaire and they live happily ever after. I doubt it.
That's a lot of questions to ask. That was the first time I looked at it all the way through.
I'd be out.
Because I wanted to do it on live for the podcast, and I wanted to ask myself how far I would get. Like, if I was really interested in that girl, how far I would get, and I think the moment I would have clicked off and I wouldn't have turned in my work was probably Sun, Moon, Rising.
I think
because I don't know what mine is, and then I would have just thought that's very important to you because you put Sun, Moon, Rising instead of just what's your sign.
That's what lets me know she's young.
And I would have been like, I'm out. I don't even know what I'm out.
I feel the recent politics would reignite a deal breaker for that because of how self-awareness might tie into that. Specifically with like a Trump supporter or not.
Right. But then that,
but
the
overall that though, I definitely see your point.
Yeah. It's not, let me tell you, as I get older in age, let me end up 60 and end up single. Compatibility. Do you got money? That's it.
I'm gonna tell you what my huge thing
you
is.
You can have a wife. We compatible.
Don't you listen to her, baby Yoda.
We are compatible.
Let me tell you what's huge on mine. How pleasant are you when we travel?
Yes.
Do you like things that I... Let me tell you one of the most beautiful things I have with Melissa. When we travel... When I don't feel like doing nothing and she suggests a nap, I'd be like, this is a great nap day. When it's like, let's tear up the world and do zip lining and swim with the fish and pet manatee, whatever that is, she's down. If there's a museum I want to go to, she's like, I don't want to go. Have fun. Also great.
Right.
The placards, like, you and me, bro, baby.
I go crazy during placard season. Leave me to my placards. I just need, you need leave somebody that can let you be with your placards when there's placards. Mm-hmm. But to Angel's point, you ain't got to like museums because I like museums.
There we go.
Just don't stop me from going to museums. Right. You Boom. Ain't even got to go with me. Boom. I will be, matter of fact, don't come with me. Because when you're with me, I rush my placard readings and I don't take my time. And my interactive exhibits, I don't go through all this stuff because I feel like you're ready to go. Exactly. You stay at the hotel, go to the spa, yes. Go to a garden. Let me go read until my brain, and then you know when I'm in heaven, when I'm placard reading and I'm double checking on Google, let me read more. Who is this king? Mm. What did he do? Let me get in there.
Get in there.
You ain't got to like museum. Melissa, we got an agreement. We were in Egypt. She went to museum because she know I like them. But we didn't stay that whole time. And in my head, I was like, y'all go back.
I'm going
to the museum. Because we're in San Diego. There's a museum of Chinese history. It's right around the corner from the hotel.
Really?
Yeah, I drove by. I said, y'all want to go? My family looked at me and I said, y'all want to go pull the heads off of pigeons? All I want to do is there's a museum of Chinese history right here.
In San Diego. That's
from the hotel.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, we got to go.
Let me get on my placards.
Yeah. Listen, Marcus likes Beyonce. I love Beyonce. He knows not to go to a Beyonce concert with me because I want to be loud. I want to scream. I want to pretend like this is the most mind-blowing thing I've ever attended. And I can't have him judging my loudness. Yeah. I can't have him being like, why are you so loud? I'm going to kill him. So we have established the certain things that I need to be able to go to. And he also wants to be able to go to. Like, we went to the car thing.
The LA Auto Show?
Yes. And he knew, which also made him not take as much time. He knew my wife is going to expire soon.
At the LA Auto Show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though I was like, I want to go with you. And I gave, I think, a solid 2 hours, 3 hours maybe. So, like, he knew I was giving my all. But yeah, for him, he was also like, while he could sit and look at probably a tire or an engine for just one of them for 30 minutes and contemplate life.
See, and I went to the BMW Museum in Germany. Boy, they had all kind of placards in there. Mm. I didn't know BMW started as a motorcycle company.
I didn't either.
They make plane engines. Mm. I was like, wow, they had placards and cars.
Yeah.
I thought the boys would like it. They were not impressed.
Listen, I don't want
After you see 20 BMWs, they're like, you just tricked us into seeing placards. I was like, what? I didn't even know they were going to even have placards here.
Luxury cars.
And I took them to an aviation museum in Germany.
They said, if you don't get us out of these goddamn old museums, they're like, where's the shopping? Where are the video games?
Dog,
shut up talking to me.
Let me go in. I went to the NASCAR. Now, the one museum they did enjoy, because it was super interactive, was the NASCAR Museum in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Because you could, like, do a pit stop. You could, like, actually, like, take the tire off. You could drive. They had simulations. Y'all go in there. Let me read about it. Now, Dale Earnhardt, that's when I found out that NASCAR started with during Prohibition.
Oh.
Because the people would be running moonshine, mm-hmm, and they would soup up their cars to evade police. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, low-key, I just want to see who's the best driver at this. Forget the moonshine. Let's just race.
The moonshine.
And that's how NASCAR got started.
Listen, you can find things that that you all either like together or at least tolerate the other person's love for it. But as far as in having to have the commonality of both liking it, it's overrated. You will find, unless a person, I don't know of any two people that exist in the world that can't find at least one thing they both like.
Yeah. Listen, you know what I read in a dating magazine somewhere, or a dating article, I think it was a dating article. It was saying that people that you get along with, an easy way to tell if you're going to get along with somebody is how restaurants are decided, right? If we're all hungry in a group and it's 10 of us, say, hey, what do you want to eat? And Josh is like, I will eat In-N-Out and I will eat nothing else. And Angel's like, I would eat In-N-Out, but I don't eat beef. I'll go to any chicken place. More people will want to be with a person who's open. People who are like, oh, I could eat there. Or they could basically find something to eat at any restaurant.
I just had In-N-Out last week. What about this?
Right. But if you are the person who's like, I want to go to Yard House.
The stick in the mud.
There's a Southern hostess that I really like there, and I really want to go there. That's a person who's hard to date because they tend to be like that in other things.
Yeah.
And I found that most people that I hang out with, like even like Tab and Tony Baker, Tony was a vegetarian on the tour. He, and we didn't mean this, we would just be in a lot of places. They didn't have a lot of vegan vegetarian options. So I remember in Canada, we went to a place. He was just like, I'm going to just get the oatmeal. It was like 12 o'clock. He just eating oatmeal. Went to dinner with Tab, not even a vegan restaurant. She's just going to find a way to make it vegan. Apparently, that's a huge thing. But to your point, I think you can be interested in very different things and coexist. I actually think you should have your own interests.
Yes.
And you shouldn't try to force them on there. And you also shouldn't. A mature person, I'm not going to drag Melissa and them to the museum. I know
that they.
I'm the only one in my family who truly enjoys this. So if we go, like it's one where we all going to go, like to Marcus and the LA Auto Show, I'm not going to go like I would go if I were alone.
Yeah.
Right? And whatever Melissa's going to do, if I don't like that, then I'm going to be Marcus at the Beyonce concert. I'm not going to come and ruin your experience or huff and puff and, well, I'm going to come and just have an attitude like... Some people aren't the people for that event.
Right.
You go to a concert, Melissa want to go to Beyonce, you, her, Mel, y'all would have a blast. And I like Beyonce, but I'm not having the experience that Mel or you are having. I'm just like, man, this production value is crazy. Also, who's setting? I'd be watching these shows like, so who sets up the drums? And how long is the loadout going
to
be?
I'd be looking at all that stuff, too. I mean, you
see how many trucks are at those concerts?
Bro, yeah. 6 to 10 semis, all full of production equipment.
I was literally thinking about this morning, no lie, because my friend is the drummer for Beyonce, and she was saying she has a drum tech that travels with them.
Yeah, make sure everything's right.
She just set up the drums and make sure
they're
tuned. She just shows
up to make sure they're tuned, make sure everything is...
Have you been to a Beyonce concert?
Yeah.
Okay. You see how
I was like
stupid
semi. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was saying when Beyonce's touring, she often has two of everything, basically. Mm-hmm. Like if they're gonna go from San Diego to Oakland and they're gonna get out late or whatever.
There's already a team going
to building
send out.
After the LA show, they'll send one trek to Oakland. And then they'll take the other trek would go to like
to the next place
to Seattle.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
And be prepped up. That's and why I'm just she's like, amazing. Who is, how much money is.
You got to do that on your next tour.
I know. So when I went to Maverick City tour, Mark, who plays Roddy and Churchill, he took me backstage and he walked me through how it works. And I was like, oh. So he was like, when he wakes up every morning, it's in the belly of the arena. Like the buses are in there. Every arena has the showers and stuff. They have crafty, it's almost. Exactly they like
have,
a movie
they
set.
Have catering.
It's yeah,
they
have, like they'll have
the Holy
two
Spirit
or three
take
chefs
it out of you.
For every
you need food.
They'll have two or three chefs, and this is like most arena tours. They have two or three chefs for every meal. There's going to be food there, and then there's crafty in between. Like there's always food or some kind of healthy options too.
Because they take the crew with them, and then they have the arena crew who also helps, and they got to feed all of them.
I would be a little piglet.
Oh,
but a chef,
man.
This is why I can't do what.
So Kirk has his own.
Of course Kirk do.
You see his arms?
His whole that little action figure
of a man. Put this video up. Put Kirk up. Why?
He's an action figure. But wait a minute, real quick, real quick. Because I do plan on seeing Beyonce at Renaissance tour. So I got to make sure I have my money right because I'm going to have to put it on credit card because I'm going to have the best seat possible. But I got to make sure my credit score is up. And I'm telling you right now, if you want to have your credit journey become one that's on the brighter side, building good credit, you've got to try Kick Off. If you're ready for the next step in your life, whether it's buying a car or moving into a different apartment or buying a house, the first step is to have a healthy credit score. Kickoff can help you take control of your credit so your score doesn't get in the way of your goals. Kickoff is the easiest way to build credit fast, whether you have no credit or want to boost your score. Kickoff is the number one credit building app that has helped over 1 million people take control of their credit. You can apply in minutes with no credit check, no hidden fees, and no interest. Plans start at just $5 a month, and every on-time payment you make with Kickoff is reported to the major credit bureaus. When they see healthy habits, you see a happier credit score. You can even set it to an auto pay so you can build credit without even thinking about it. Kickoff has also been praised by big-time names like Forbes and NerdWallet as a smart way to build credit fast. With a 4.9 out of 5 rating on the App Store and over 44,000 rave reviews, you can trust Kickoff to help you get ahead. It's time to take control of your credit so it can't control you. So what are you waiting for? Apply right now in minutes at kickoff.com and start building better credit. That's K-I-K. KIFF.com to build your credit score without the lift. Start today at KIKOFF.com. All right. I said it. Kirk looks like an action figure. Like I could snap his arms off and put him on the other arm. That is what he looked like. He looks like a guy that I could swivel his whole entire waist around, do a whole 180 with his waist. He looks unreal. He
is the guts of shape. And I saw him at that Maverick City thing. He travels with a trainer as well. He does workouts in the belly of an arena. And I was in my head like, that discipline is amazing. Because when I'm on the road, soon as I hit the Sky Lounge, ginger ale me, free drinks in the Sky Lounge. Yeah. The comedy clubs, there's free drinks. I'm thankful. I don't drink on stage or when I'm about to perform because the empty calories are free flowing. The hotels, when I travel in other cities, and that's the other thing that to Melissa that I love. We like to travel. When we like to travel, we like to eat the food that you can only find there. Sometimes we have terrible experiences together. That's one thing I love about her. She's like, let's do this new stuff together, even if it sucks. Because we went to this super expensive.
She'd be like, oh, this is terrible. Try it.
Oh, man. We went to a super expensive sushi restaurant one time because we saw Jiro Dreams of Sushi where they do the chef prepares it. You don't get to say nothing. You just eat it. And when we was like, by about the sixth or seventh one, we like, I don't want it. It was just not good. So we was just like, bye. We went to Jack in the Box after we went to this restaurant called Vespertine where the chef was enamored with edible flowers. He was like, it was like a tasting menu and you would get like a flower, literally an edible flower, and then like three currants and a little balsamic glaze.
What flowers aren't edible if they're not poisonous? I feel like every flower is edible.
In my mind, I'm glad you said that because in my mind, I was like, you could have a couple blades of grass. You're not going to die.
Right.
That don't mean I want to eat a couple blades
they're
of grass.
All edible. I remember honeysuckles. I used to, I mean, granted, it was more so sucking the juice out of the stem, but I would eat them leaves too if I needed to, them petals, to get it out of the way. Oh, I used to tear honeysuckles up as a child.
That was, childhood as a poor black, just experiencing the world was... I mean, honeysuckles, catching fireflies.
Where did fireflies go?
I'd catch bees.
Oh, and release them on people?
I would just catch them in a bottle. It was a recess. I'd just catch them in a bottle, and then I'd be like, oh, I got it. Okay, and then I let it go.
Catching bees? That's not bad.
I wouldn't like torture.
It's a little sadistic.
But I
honey bees?
He don't know what the hell type of bee.
Honeybees.
How you can tell the difference?
Bumble. I don't know.
Bumbles are more like fat. Bumbles are the big ones that look like they shouldn't be able to fly.
Yeah, yes. Their wings be like this.
Yeah.
They be
like, and they also fight with the Autobots.
Yes, they do.
He's good too.
Mm-hmm. Honeysuckles. Who need a pixie stick when you got a honeysuckle?
Honeysuckles was nature's pixie stick.
They were so good.
They was really out there eating the fruit of the land.
Milk and honey.
Milk and honey. Played in hide and go get it. Hunching.
I wasn't that young. Don't
hunch no more.
I wasn't that young hunching. Was I? I don't know. Some things I think I might have buried.
I used to eat wild blackberries.
We didn't have them in Baltimore.
No, there wasn't a lot of wild blackberries.
He was eating pickled onions.
Oh,
Angel
my God.
Was eating whole.
Like an apple.
And I like pickled onions, but I'm talking about when Angel told me this, because I love the pink pickled onions. I'm thinking she's talking about strips.
No.
This is a jar full of whole white.
It just made my jaws lock up and salivate.
Whole white onions that this woman would bite like an apple or pick off a whole layer.
Yes, it's so good.
And that is nostalgic for you.
It is nostalgic and it's still tasty. That's the reason why I like that pickled okra that Tab got. Because that got that zest, that tang.
That got that.
Yeah, that. That
pickled okra is outstanding. The whole line's amazing, but boy, I've been.
That okra is.
I came down the other night, 2-3 a.m., oh, I was butt naked eating pickled okra.
I need you to get your life together. But that pickled okra is fire. It's the best edible thing, even though I've been tearing up that cream cheese too.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's good. It's good, Tab. It's good. But yeah, pickled onions, that's definitely from my childhood. And fireflies. I wish I could find them. I wish my kids had that opportunity.
Are they just not in L.A.?
There's not a lot of woods here.
No.
Yeah, we ain't got. It's the desert.
Now, let me tell you what I hate.
Chitters.
Angel,
Am I right?
Yes. This sound reminds me of my doggone grandma's house in the Atlanta. Buzzes? What is that? Are they cicadas?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I hate the hums. Because they... Hold on, let me see. Is it... Let me see if it's good.
It would just... It'd be like bugs had a... what are those things called? Maracas. It's like bugs is out there going...
Where is this? Here we go. No, here it is. Oh, my God. YouTube is pushing shorts so hard.
Is that what they called? Or cicadas. Oh, y'all got fireflies out there, Will?
Sciatica. No, that's the nerve.
This sound.
Yeah. We don't got that here, though.
When I went to Georgia for the first time, I was like, what the heck is this sound?
It's cicadas.
Cicadas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cicadas, huh?
That's what they say. Cicadas.
They say that when you read a lot, you pronounce a lot of words wrong because you've never said them out loud. Mm. Cicadas is one, because I told say cicadas. There's another word that's like that. I can't remember.
Well, I said chitters, and I meant.
You meant cicadas?
No.
Diaspora.
You say diaspora.
Diaspora. Diaspora. Because I had read it a lot.
Chiggers. That's what I meant to say. Go ahead.
I said, somebody said, you know, in the African diaspora, I was like,
oh.
That's how.
You're like, so, do you mean? Never mind.
So y'all went there. Okay, so what I had did, I was heavy on the dia.
Listen.
Y'all was heavy on the aspera.
That's that Latin come up in you. You were thinking about day with dia.
I was so embarrassed. The teachers read that out loud. I was like,
Listen. Coincidence in conscience, when I see them on paper, chokehold. Chokehold. I'd be like, oh, come on. Which word is it today? My God. My God. Conscience.
Conscience is out of this world.
What? I don't understand. What's the difference between conscience, conscience, and then the other one?
Conscious.
Conscious and conscience. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's conscious is like awake and aware, and conscience is...
Conscience
is your mind. It's your mind. Like...
It's on my conscience.
Oh my God. My brain just exploded.
So subconscious is meaning under.
But is that conscience?
That's conscious, like underneath conscious. Because you're not aware. Mm-hmm.
Subconscious.
Subconscious. You can't have subconscience.
Yeah, conscience. Conscience.
Our language is so dumb.
Oh, English is out of this world.
I am constipated. That's
morals versus awareness. Somebody in the Patreon just said.
Ah, come on.
Morals versus awareness. There you go. Hannah, make it easy for us. Oh, there was another word that used to beat the brakes off me. Dang, what was it?
Oh my God, today.
Because we was talking about when you said conscience, I was like, oh, that's one for me. Oh,
one word I always spell correctly the first time is despicable.
Oh, I get that one.
The movie helped
Despicable.
Me with that.
Despicable me.
Oh, that helps.
Professor,
I always go
me
DI.
Up.
Professor.
Professor, itinerary, definitely.
Definitely. Oh,
definitely is like defiantly.
I've seen defiantly spelled in so many texts.
Boy, just tell me schedule.
Itinerary, I can never find them because I can never put it in my email correctly. So that's when I'm like, itinerary.
And I hate when you're typing a word and I'm like, okay, spell check, Apple. I know you know which word I'm trying to spell.
Like, no.
Just
having no suggestions.
Let me click it and then don't say no suggestions with grayed
out. Don't play with
me. Give me at least three.
Yeah,
no matter
you
what.
Know I'm in the area of itinerary.
You're dead wrong. Give me three suggestions for the word.
They're like, no, we don't know what you're talking about. Absolutely not. Yeah, no.
Oh, entrepreneur, Candace. Entrepreneur is just egregious.
It is.
It's exactly. An outrageous word.
Don't let me try to spell hors d'oeuvres, being that it's in a different language.
When I kid you not, the first
Our
time I said
Duvers?
That.
That and cul-de-sac.
So when I read hors d'oeuvres in a book, I said, what is Howard's Dowries?
What is that?
What is Horace Dowries? They were like, boy, that's hors d'oeuvres. I said, hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. You got all kind of letters you don't need in there.
Yeah, no.
And they got apostrophes and Howard's Dowries.
Yes, listen, cul-de-sac, that becomes Circle Street real quick. We live on a court, a Circle Street. What is that? Cul-de-sac.
That becomes a Circle Street?
Circle Street. Yeah. Ooh. I can't. Look at that. Somebody spelled hors d'oeuvres. God dang it. Look at all them vowels together. Our
charcuterie board is just stupid.
You don't spell that. You eat it.
You eat that charcuterie.
No, there is just.
Circle Street is funny.
There is just.
She stayed at the end of that Circle Street.
That Circle Street. Go on and get her.
Hors d'oeuvres is French, though.
Yeah.
You don't have to know them. Their
it's
stuff.
What is cul-de-sac? That's that can't appetizers. Be English.
Cul-de-sac.
Rendezvous is French.
Rendezvous is outrageous. That's French too. I don't know
how to spell that.
It's rendezvous.
It has a V.
It's rendezvous
with a Z. Yeah. There's a Z in there too.
It is.
Yeah, it's silent.
Yeah, don't. I don't.
There's
know
no
that.
Reason for that.
No.
Nope.
Charcuterie
board.
Also, charcuterie board is specifically about curated meats and cheeses.
Oh no, we didn't change that. Shit.
I'm tired of people. Certain race or ethnicity, the just blacks. Putting regular food on pieces of wood.
I love it.
You putting 12 wings on a board is no, just wings on
putting,
a board.
You're deconstructing a Lunchable and laying it out on wood.
Yeah. Charcuterie is specific to the meats, cheeses, them little pickles, that jelly and honey.
For those of us that don't eat.
Putting 12 pieces of fried chicken on this is not a charcuterie board.
For those of us that do not eat cured meat. Fine. I'm participating. I'll eat cured meat, so there's nothing I'd be able to put on
then
there.
You're
but
just not eating that.
I bet you I got 4 charcuterie boards at home. Well, the boards to make them.
You're not eating charcuterie.
I bet she's you having, still eat it.
Charcuterie is a
charcuterie.
Charcuterie is a specific couple of items.
Nah.
I see people put chicken and waffles on there. Like, just put that on the plate.
No, I want it on a pretty board.
I seen
board.
TikTok. It was a charcuterie board party, and nobody brought. Meat and cheeses.
Hell no. Why? That's boring. That sound real white. That sound real white to you. You should be able to put ribs on a charcuterie board.
No one
board,
brought any bread.
Hot dogs on a burger. I made one for the kids when they came over, all the little, everybody's children. I had marshmallows. I had chocolate-covered
That's
bristles.
Just this regular stuff.
No, it's
You're
not.
Just having s'mores on a board. Mm-hmm. That's not charcuterie.
It makes it very fancy. It makes it very fancy. I'm going to make one today. I sure as hell am. I should have made. Then you know what? Next TBTB is going to be charcuterie boards.
Ooh, that'd be a good, what's that called?
Mukbang.
Mukbang. Is it mukbang or mukbang?
Mukbang. I think it's mukbang.
They don't know. But next week we're going back to mukbangs.
Oh. Mukbang. It's Korean. Mukbang.
Yeah, next week we're going back to mukbangs.
Mukbang.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see y'all later. Patreon, we'll see y'all later this week. If you're in Richmond, we'll see you later this week. In Nashville, later next week. If you're
tomorrow.
In Patreon, we'll see you later today with Bald and the Beautiful and Gin and Juice also shooting today because we took Monday
Martin
off.
Luther King off.
You know what? The man who made the Martin Luther King statue follows me on Instagram.
Does he really?
He told him that he
would. Wow, okay.
Denora says she's going to start a protest.
Was it a recent follow?
I don't know. I don't know how to check that, but somebody was like had tagged him. His name on Instagram because I didn't see the artist's name at first, and I was like, went to look him up to see what the process was, and I put it there. It said follow back.
They had a really good tribute at LAX, Angel.
My daddy, what mm-hmm. they do?
They had it was like on one of those plastic tables that you get from like Target. They printed out like 4 photos.
That's all they did.
They put Angel.
No, this is the kicker, though. You know those letterboards that you can buy from Target that you can just...
And they just put happy...
No, but they stacked it. It was creative. It said MLK Day.
They didn't even have enough to fill it all up. They put that man's initials down the board.
On a
naked black table with a black tablecloth.
Whoever made that is the type of person that says NZA. That's who made that.
Just put that
so
back.
Raggedy.
And then they put it underneath the stairs. Just don't do nothing and be honest. And the FBI, stop wishing Martin Luther King happy birthday.
When y'all the ones
that killed him.
They're like, yep.
Y'all just acting like we don't know. Stop.
They're like, no, we're going to do it next year, too.
All right, y'all. We love y'all.
Jesus.
Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Yeah.
There's another banger for you. There's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the Gentle Dentist in Worthington. Call 614-431-3311.